This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's time for the Scores Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Everything wood should be. Visit TimberTech.com. And by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com. Now, here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Chuck Swirsky on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
And we are live here, 670 The Score, following the Minnesota Vikings coming out of nowhere in the second half and shocking the Bears 27-24. If you're just leaving Soldier Field right now and you happen to dial in 670 The Score, we want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Patrick Manley is with us. Olin Krutz will join us. Patrick Manley, the all-time games played leader in the history of the Chicago Bears. We're going to talk about special teams tonight. We got to talk about the first half and the second half. Patrick, good evening. I don't know how Minnesota won this game.
Yeah, Chuck, it's disappointing. It's good to have you on tonight. I was hoping for a better outcome, and man, it started out great, right? You looked at Caleb Williams that first drive. We're like, all right, this is the Ben Johnson era. We got it going. And I got excited. The crowd got excited, Chuck. That was pretty impressive. I haven't heard Soldier Field that loud in a while, and it's unfortunate the outcome is what it is today. But I hate to say it, but it feels like the same old Bears. And I was not hoping for an outcome like this where, you know, it just kind of rips your heart out. And that's what I felt like during this game, that it felt like you were in control. You're going against a rookie quarterback. He throws a pick six. Everything seemed like it was going its way. Then the second half happened, and it just seemed like the same old Bears, and just the word for me, Chuck, is disappointed. I'm very, very disappointed in this outcome and the way the Bears played in the second half.
Yeah. Well, let's break down, number one, what did you like about the Bears in the first half?
Well, just Caleb, the play calls, they looked under control. The snap count got the offensive line a couple times, but it also helped them. And it just looked efficient. The first 15 or 20 plays or whatever he's scripting now looked like they were ready to go, and Caleb looked very comfortable. He took what he could get in front of him. He had the checkdowns. That's what he was talking about. You know, take the checkdowns, take what you're going to give you, and then be Superman when you need to be. And he did that. Some of his scrambles and run were pretty spectacular. That throw to Roma Dunze was spectacular. That was Supermanish. But overall, it seemed like he let the game come to him, and then just things got out of control in the second half.
All right, let's talk about the second half. Where were the breakdowns?
Oh, man, just defensively, they couldn't stop the run. I wrote my notes here as they can't stop the run. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the run. And then J.J. McCarthy and Kevin O'Connell just put together a good game plan. I think J.J. calmed down. I think in the first half, he looked like a rookie. And I thought the way he played in the first half, I was hoping it would carry on to the second half, and it didn't. He settled in there, had some nice scrambles and some nice throws. Obviously, when you have Justin Jefferson on your side, it's going to help you a lot. But he looked like he just settled down, Chuck. That's probably the biggest thing that I noticed. And then the running game was there as well.
Yeah, Caleb Williams goes 21 to 35 for 211 yards with one touchdown, and he got sacked a couple of times. J.J. McCarthy, the former Chicago high school star before he went to IMG, McCarthy looked rattled in the first half without any doubt, but then he came on strong in the final two quarters. He went 13 of 20, 143, a couple of TDs and one pick, and he got sacked three times. I'll tell you what, having as a fan and somebody covering the National Football League as long as I have, when I saw the first half, I thought, you know what, this is a typical script of a rookie quarterback with all the pressure in the world in his hometown in his NFL debut, and it was a deer in the headlights. And then out of nowhere, it looked like this kid was a seasoned pro.
Yeah, he did. He just, you know, there's a reason why he was a first rounder. There's a reason why Harbaugh raved about him at Michigan. He seemed like he cleaned it up and just played a lot better. I was hoping he wouldn't, but it looks like we got some, now got some good quarterbacks all across this division. It looks like it's going to be continue to be a very competitive division.
All right, let's welcome Olin Kreutz, a great star for the Bears back in the day, the NFL's 2000 All-Decade Team. And, of course, he has a spot in my heart because he played for the great Jim Lambright. I'm from Bellevue, Washington. Mm-hmm. And go Huskies, mush Huskies, all that good mm-hmm. stuff, Olin. And let's talk about this game. What in the world happened?
Yeah, it's a good question. First of all, love whenever there's a Jim Lambright mention. Good coach, good man. My coach at Washington. It's interesting game to watch. The first thing I thought, Pat and Chuck, was you know this. We knew the Bears had a long way to go when we watched them last year, right? When we watched them finish the year and the way they played last year, and it could be time for some people at Hallis Hall to start saying, "Look, maybe we were part of the problem." Right. When you watch this film, when you try to get things fixed, when you're trying to move the franchise, the Chicago Bears in the right direction, maybe it wasn't just all the coaching staff. They were a part of the problem, no doubt. But Pat, if you watched that film last year, you knew the players that were playing were a part of the problem. Ben Johnson has a big job with the Chicago Bears to get the Chicago Bears, to get the organization, to get everybody moving in a winning direction. But the first thing everyone has to do is take a good look at themselves and say, man, what do I have to do to get better? Because all I heard all offseason, all I heard all camp was, finally, we have a coach who gives us the details, who holds us responsible, who tells us exactly what to do and exactly what we need to do to be a good football team. And Pat, I'm not saying that Ben Johnson is not that guy. This is his first game in Chicago. What I'm saying is their problems are a lot bigger than what we heard them say all offseason, and it's time for people to take a little more responsibility for getting this franchise moving in the right direction.
Olin, it's kind of frustrating to hear you say that, man, because it's true. It's just, you know, they preached that everything's going to be fixed, but like I said in the opening there, it felt like the same old Bears, and mm-hmm. it goes back to the way it is at Hallis Hall. And mm-hmm. Hopefully we don't do pre- and post-game shows doing the repeat we've done for the last, what, 5 or 6 years. But mm-hmm. that game unfortunately seemed that way. But, Olin, to me, when they came out the way they did and Ben Johnson had his scripted plays and Caleb the way he was playing and then to hear that crowd, mm-hmm. that I was like, oh, my gosh, maybe they did turn the corner. But then all of a mm-hmm. sudden they flipped it again and it just went bad.
And yeah, think and, about and, this, late, ahead, late Chuck, early in the first half, I mean, Minnesota gets a 59-yard field goal to close mm-hmm. out the first half. And when you start dissecting a play here and a play there, that was huge.
Mm-hmm. Really big. And the fact that we only had 10 points, right? With everything we did on offense, with the way we looked like we dominated the first half, even if they don't get the field goal, Chuck, it's still only 10-3. Right. We're still looking for those points under those rocks, Pat, like you talked about in the pregame. And there's a lot to go over and dissect over the way the guys played and play calling and the way that the guys, the Chicago Bears and who has to get better and the technique and the play calling and some of the penalty calls and things of that nature. But the thing I want to talk about first and foremost, Chuck and Pat, is the thing I worried about all offseason is I never heard anybody in there say yes. Eberflus is gone. Yes, Waldron is gone. That's all, you know, that's correct. But I need to get better. I need to play better football, man. I need to move on. All we heard about is how intense, how tough all the practices were, and how we're doing everything the right way. What we found out tonight is what we thought when you turned all 16 or 17 of their games on last year. There are bigger problems at Hallisaw than just moving on from the head coach. Now, listen, Pat, this is just getting started, man. But the size of the job that Ben Johnson had is a lot bigger than most people thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, he's like you talked about it in the pregame. You know, we talked about the sod in the pregame. You need a man that's taken over the Bears that is the head coach that runs the entire building to every little detail. You think about Bill Belichick, right? That man ran the Patriots the way he wanted to get it done, and it worked out for him. But yeah, I just hope we're not going back to that, Olin. Again, I'm going to bring it up. Mm-hmm. I hope we're not going back to that to what it was last year, where the finger pointing's going on between players, where they need to be pointing themselves, right? When you talk about pointing the thumbs at yourself and you want to hear, what can I do better? You don't hear that. You're right. It would be interesting to have somebody like you in the locker room tell guys to shut up and say, hey, man, let's just talk about yourself. Talk about your own play. Don't talk about the coaches. Don't talk about that. What can you do better? Now, those are great points, man.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a ton of calls. People are leaving Soldier Field. They're frustrated. They're angry. In a moment, we're going to address the elephant in the room. We're going to talk about Caleb Williams. We'll also hear from you. You're listening to 670 The Score as the Minnesota Vikings come into Soldier Field, score 21 fourth quarter points, and shock the Bears 27-24. Back with more in a moment right here on 670 The Score, Bears postgame coverage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Adunze. It's Moore. He's got to get rid of it. He does. And Manungai can't make a play, and that's it. The Minnesota Vikings will start this season 1-0.
And we are back live on 670 The Score, 50,000 watts, a Bears postgame coverage. You heard the end of that segment with Joe Buck calling the play-by-play with Troy Aikman, and you heard the crowd at Soldier Field, not happy campers, and you can't blame them. We're going to go to the phone lines in a moment, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. So let's get it out of the way, gentlemen. Patrick, we're going to start with you. Analyze Caleb Williams' performance, and then we'll go to Ole for his remarks.
Yeah, at the beginning, I liked what I saw. He was running the offense. He was taking what was there. He was hitting the checkdowns. He was being efficient. He was being accurate. And then that throw to Rome, I'm like, all right, there's Superman. I believe that was third down. That throw to Rome on the sideline was amazing. And then he started getting erratic. You know, he missed DJ on that fourth down, the fourth and two on the 24-yard line. Airmailed Cole Kmet over the middle of the field. And those are plays that, you know, Troy Aikman highlighted and said they're wide open. You've got to make those. And if you're the number one pick, first-round pick, whatever you are, a quarterback in the NFL, you've got to make those plays. So overall, I thought it was up and down. I wanted to see more consistency. But early, I liked what I saw. And then it just became kind of what we saw last year of Caleb. Some of the Superman plays and some of the missed, plays. But I thought overall in the pocket, he looked a little bit better. He knew how to get out and scramble real well. I think he only took 2 sacks, the 1 sack on the sideline, which was, you know, kind of his fault stepping out of bounds and throwing it away. But as far as the sacks, I thought he looked better. But to me, it was a little bit too much of up and down. I was hoping to see a big step.
Olin?
Yeah, the Bears had, you know, a bunch of pre-snap penalties, which as an offensive lineman, obviously they bear a lot of that responsibility with the false starts. But it makes me wonder, Pat and Chuck, how consistent his snap count is, right? How on rhythm he is, and how come it seemed like the offensive line was either confused or not on rhythm with him. So a lot of times that is both the offensive line and the quarterback, and they have to get that right. But I thought, like Pat is mentioning, I mean, we saw everything that we knew coming out from the draft from Caleb Williams. We saw the arm talent. Pat mentions the throw to Romo Dunze. It was absolutely amazing, right? The throw on the run, that ball to the sideline. It's the things he does, those kind of throws. And then his feet to get him out of trouble. Thought he was in a lot more trouble tonight than I thought he would be. We talked about in the pregame all the money that the Vikings have put into their defensive line. I think Hargrave really showed up tonight. He put some pressure on him. Jonathan Allen pushed the pocket a couple of times. Van Ginkle and Grenard. But as far as this Caleb overall, just kind of like Pat is saying, you're hopeful after the first and second quarter. It looks like he's taking a step. Looks like Ben Johnson's got him comfortable finding the checkdowns. But I think later in the game, I think Flores went to a little bit of a cover two where the cornerbacks were up on the checkdowns, and he made Caleb throw the ball down the field a little more. And we saw the accuracy problems that Pat brought up that we were seeing some of last year, and it just never seemed comfortable. I thought Troy Aikman did a really nice job pointing out a few times early in the game that he thought Ben Johnson had designed up a few shots down the field, and Caleb decided to take the check down, which at that point in the game is not a huge deal, right? But it ends up biting you later when you do lose the game. So it's hard to have a good feeling about anybody on the Chicago Bears after what we just watched. I'd be lying if I didn't say, well, I thought he took a step. How much of a step I thought he took, how much he improved in Ben Johnson's office, how much he looked comfortable. Man, in the second half, I can't really say much. Right, I really saw much of anything that he did when Flores adjusted to what Ben Johnson was trying to do with the Bears offense. And then we couldn't get the running game going, which didn't help him at all.
You're listening to the voices of two outstanding players when they performed at Soldier Field in the National Football League. Olin Kreutz, along with Patrick Manley, this Chuck Swirsky. Adam Stasinski is getting it done as our producer tonight. Our Bears postgame coverage right here on 670 The Score, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. And again, we're going to go to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. Let's go live right now to St. Joe, Michigan with Christian. Christian, welcome to The Score. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how are we doing tonight? Obviously a tough loss. Really hard to stomach kind of the staleness that we've seen in years past from a team that we had high expectations to kind of have this high-octane offense. Really, I think one of the things outside of the game that flashed to me, and I'm sure you guys can talk about this more, is going into week one, kind of having guys pop up last minute on the injury report, Kyler Gordon, TJ Edwards, and kind of the lack of depth that was – good in the first half, but was really stretched thin as we continued on in the game, and how it kind of seemed as though going into week one, we could or should have been a little bit more prepared getting guys or having guys ready for a situation like tonight. But appreciate the call.
All right, Christian, thanks so much. Let's get some remarks now. Patrick and Olin, your thoughts on what Christian just said.
Olin, take it, Olin.
No, well, I was just going to say that I think that, you know, whenever there's soft tissue injuries, you do worry about that a little bit, right, with the hamstring. With I think TJ Edwards had a hamstring, and also Kyler Gordon. But, you know, that is also – Christian makes a great point that they do have three of their top starters out on defense, right? That caught up to them, I thought, at the end of the game. As the game wore on, I thought it kind of wore on them. I mean, obviously, Wright makes a great play on that pick six that they scores a touchdown on the all-out blitz. Sits on the Jefferson route, drives on it, picks it off, makes a great play. I mean, I was hoping right there, Pat, like you, the game was sewed up. But Christian's point is, you do worry about it, you know, and obviously Jalen Johnson, he was hurt before camp, and you're worried about that, and we want him back. He's an all-pro cornerback. He's a hell of a football player. I thought that they would keep him out tonight, but as far as Tyler Gordon, T.J. Edwards, those are three of their best players, Pat, on the sideline against the Minnesota Vikings in week one, which to Christian's point, you don't want to see, right? And that's what we're talking about with Ben Johnson. We say, okay, we talked about the grass earlier, right? Management. Now you're managing a football team. You're not just calling plays anymore, right? So now you're managing the fact that, okay, guys, what's going on with our guys? Why are we pulling hamstrings? You're checking in with the strength staff. You're checking in with the trainers. You're checking with, I think they have a guy, they call him like master of ceremony there for the strength staff. I don't know what they call him, but they have a lot of people there, nutritionists and stuff, that they have to, you know, be accountable for keeping these guys on the field, keeping them healthy, keeping them playing.
Yeah, that scares me about the soft tissue injuries. That's what I was going to talk about. It's because that indicts, you know, the strength staff. That indicts the training staff. And then, you know, your goal is to get through training camp healthy, and they didn't do that. And they had a couple things pop up right before the game, which is discouraging. But the tale of two games there, right, the first half and second half, I was like, all right, they're missing three starters like you're talking about on defense, but they're dominating a rookie quarterback. That's what they should do. And then the next thing, the second half happens. They adjust. J.J. McCarthy plays better. And then the defense kind of looked what you thought it would kind of look like against an experienced quarterback missing three starters. But it's discouraging to see about these soft tissue injuries. But just tale of two halves and just same old Bears, man. It's aggravating to see that happen in the second half.
Hey, guys, hold on for a second. We're going to go back to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. Vikings with 21 in the fourth. Defeat the Bears 27-24. If you've just joined us after leaving Soldier Field, we want to definitely hear from you. Patrick and Olin are with us until midnight. Gabe Ramirez takes over live right here on 670 The Score from midnight until 5 a.m. with your participation. We'll return in just a moment right here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City.
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.